Joining a group like the Soul Stirrers meant a life of touring, following a circuit known as the Gospel Highway. Although it has now faded into memory, in the 1950s, the Gospel Highway was as exciting a place to be as any in America and was trodden by quartet groups, numerous gospel divas, and traveling preachers. Nothing less than water, water,
and it was not in well on that woman left for shout. We were traveling along the Gospel Highway, stopping in little cities and little towns, and sometimes having church in the field. Sometimes having church in the church, or sometimes just having church in a tent, you know, with sawdust and chairs and people bringing fans and food and all kinds of things.
For all its religious trappings, the Gospel Highway was a form of show business, and the artists' touring schedules were carefully mapped out to maximize their possible earnings.
It meant that you wanted to hit North Carolina and the tobacco states right after the tobacco harvest was in, because then your audience had some money in their pockets. And you could turn out a church and there'd be donations and the minister wanted you there. You wanted to get down south in the winter, you know, farther south, Florida and so on, when people would go down there because of the weather and there'd be people down there with money. And that was all part of the Gospel Highway. It was mapped out to the degree where any given year, you could almost tell where a group was going to be, because that month was when there was money in Memphis or wherever it was.